The Women's World Cup soccer tournament begins this weekend in Philadelphia. The tournament was originally scheduled to be held in China, but it was moved after the SARS outbreak to the United States, home of the defending champions. The luster of the games dimmed a bit after America's professional league, the Women's United Soccer Association, folded this week. Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today. She says the demise of the league is a setback for women's soccer players everywhere.
It's really quite stunning when you consider the summer. You've got Bend It Like Beckham at the box office, Title IX reaffirmed by the Bush administration, meaning that we are going to have hundreds of thousands of girls playing team sports for years to come, and now this. It certainly is a blow to women's sports. On the other hand, with the economy being so bad, one other take on it, of course, is that nothing would be able to thrive as a new sport now in today's economy. Maybe give it 3 or 4 or 5 years and try again.
Well, the Women's World Cup was a huge sports story here just 4 years ago. Is that likely to happen again?
It's very different this time. 1999, of course, people remember Brandi Chastain taking off her jersey. That team appeared on the cover of Time, Newsweek, People, and Sports Illustrated, all in the same week. This is a very different time. That was a quiet time in the sports calendar in June and July. Now we are chock full of sports. College football, the Major League Baseball season winding down and heading to the playoffs. So the competition for viewership will be intense, and there's really no way that they will be able to get the ratings that they generated in 1999.
And who's favored to win?
Certainly the United States is favored, but this is not going to be easy. China is excellent. Norway is very good. Germany. And the U.S., of course, has got loads of pressure.
And do you think, though, that this will affect other nations having to come to the U.S. again? Obviously for the U.S. home team advantage, but...
Well, it certainly is not the most pleasant thing for China to have to come back to the U.S. or Norway. The one thing is, there's 56 players, 19 of them in the U.S., but many others who are from WUSA teams who are playing on other nations' teams. So, for example, Norway, China, Germany all have a handful of players who've been playing in the U.S. all summer on the WUSA teams who are now, of course, very familiar with U.S. stadiums and U.S. fans. And I think in many ways they look forward to the chance to upset the mighty United States team in the Women's World Cup.
It seems like a lot of the U.S. stars, Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, they're nearing retirement. Where is the next generation of U.S. soccer stars going to come from?
One of the answers I would have given you until a few days ago was the WUSA. It's a wonderful proving ground. So when the great players come out of college in the United States, and then the question is, what do you do if it's not an Olympic year or if it's not a Women's World Cup year? And the answer is you would go play in this professional league, the WUSA. And the reality is that when you look, of course, as you're driving along, you look on any playing field in America today and you see little girls playing soccer. And we're going to be having new generations of girls coming up, playing the game and playing it very well, getting college scholarships. But then where do they go? Having said that, there are some terrific players coming up. And there's no doubt that the more kids play on the neighborhoods in America, the greater the talent pool will be for the U.S.
Christine, thanks.
Thank you.
Christine Brennan is sports columnist for USA Today and a Morning Edition commentator.